Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the silsila Treasures of Wisdom. And we hope and pray that you and your families are doing well and are keeping in the best of health, inshallah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our most merciful creator, most compassionate creator, most forgiving creator, and we should do deeds that will take us towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstain ourselves from doing those deeds which take us towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a reminder, once again, always show thanks and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you show thanks, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you, the more blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you. Someone asks you, how are you doing? So always reply by saying, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, that all praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon every single circumstances and situation that I may be in. So today, alhamdulillah, we have yet another beautiful topic of discussion, and that is Muharram, the sacred month. And inshallah, we would be listening to the sacredness of this month, the specialities related to this month, and the greatness, excellences, and virtues of this blessed month, inshallah. But before we do that, let us first and foremost send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that, O people, the one who will attain salvation quickly on the day of Qiyamah from its horrors and accountability will be the one amongst you who would have recited salat upon me in abundance in this world. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a very beautiful incident, a parable actually, and this beautiful parable, we can open the platform by listening and by mentioning this beautiful incident. It's mentioned that on the day of Ashura, which is the 10th of Muharram al-Haram, a poor person came to the judge in Ray, a particular area, and he said that, I am a very poor person with a family. For the sake of the day of Ashura, please arrange 10 kilos of flour, 5 kilos of meat, and 2 dirhams for me. So the judge told him to come after Dhuhr Salah. When this poor person came at that appointed time, he called him at Asr. He arrived after Asr, but he still didn't give him anything and sent him back empty-handed. That poor person, being in dire need, he became heartbroken. He got upset, he got sad, and he came across a non-Muslim and said to him, for the sake of the sacred day of today, meaning the day of Ashura, please give me something. So he asked, what day is it today? And this poor person mentioned some excellences of the day of Ashura. So the non-Muslim, hearing them, he said that, you have presented the means of such an exceedingly great day tell me your need. Please tell me, what do you need? What do you require? So this poor person mentioned the same need to him. That person presented 10 sacks of wheat, 100 kilos of meat, and 20 dirhams, and said that this is fixed for your household and family every month for your entire lifetime, for the sake of the excellence and greatness of this day. So at night, the judge had a dream in which someone was saying that, look up. And when he looked up, he saw two magnificent palaces. One was of gold and silver bricks, and the other was of red rubies. So the judge asked, whose are these two palaces? And a reply came that if you had fulfilled the need of the beggar, then you would have received these two palaces. But because you sent him back empty-handed, these two palaces will now be given to so-and-so non-Muslim. So the judge woke up and he was worried. He got really, really worried. And in the morning, he went to the non-Muslim and asked him that, what good deed did you perform yesterday? And the non-Muslim said that, how did you come to know? So the judge related his dream and made an offer. Take 100,000 dirhams from me and sell me your good deeds of yesterday. The good deeds that you did yesterday, sell them to me and I will give you 100,000 dirhams. So that non-Muslim said that, I will not sell it, even if I was given all the wealth of the entire world. And the mercy and kindness of Allah Azza wa Jal is immensely great. After saying this, this non-Muslim recited the kalima and he became a Muslim. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Can you see, the viewers of Madini Channel, the blessing associated with this beautiful month of Muharram al-Haram, especially the 10th of Muharram, which is the day of Ashura. So one may ask that, what is the reason for calling it Muharram this month? What is the reason behind calling it as Muharram? Now, the first month of the Islamic year is Muharram, and the name Muharram was given to it due to the sacredness of this blessed month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commenced the Islamic year with the blessed month of Muharram al-Haram and has bestowed upon us many, many opportunities of reward, of goodness, and blessings in it. Allah Ta'ala has opened up ways for a believing person to become his favored bondsman, so that a person becomes close to Allah. A person gains the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the very beginning of the year. And so that he repents and his sins are forgiven. And moreover, the effect of good deeds, it remains until the end of the year, to the extent that one remains preoccupied in worship in the last month of the year, which is Dhul Hijjah as well. And it is hoped that obedience of the entire year will be written for him, because whoever's deed starts and ends on worship, then the ruling of the one who remains engaged in worship in between both these times also applies to him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let us listen now to two virtues of Muharram al-Haram. Once, a person presented himself in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he humbly asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, other than Ramadan, which month should I keep fast in? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, after Ramadan, if you are to keep fast in any month, then keep the fast of Muharram, as this is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this month, there is one day in which Allah ta'ala accepted the repentance of a nation and will also accept the repentance of others as well. And the second virtue Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that after the month of Ramadan, the most superior fasts are the fast of Muharram, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after the Fard Salah, the most superior Salah is that of the night. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at these virtues, dear viewers of Madini Channel, of the sacred month, of this blessed month, Muharramul Haram, wherein we are encouraged to fast in this month. After Ramadan, there is no better month to fast than the month of Muharram. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And all of this is told to us by our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, Sayyidina Abu Usman Nahdi rahimahullah, he states that the blessed ashab, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would respect three sets of 10 days. Number one, he says that the last 10 days of Ramadan al-Mubarak, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, and the first 10 days of Muharram al-Haram. So from this we come to understand that the first 10 days of Muharram al-Haram, it is very sacred, it is very special. And in these first 10 days, we should increase our ibadat, we should recite the Holy Quran, we should perform all our salah in jama'ah, we should perform even extra nawafil salah as well. Send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Because this month, subhanallah, our Islamic year, it's so beautiful that it ends with sacrifice and it begins with sacrifice as well. This shows us that the life of a believer, the life of a Muslim is surrounded and revolves around a sacrifice. In this month of Muharram, we recall and we remember the sacrifices of the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Imam Al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and his blessed family, wherein they sacrificed their lives for the sake of Islam, for the sake of Haqq, for the sake of truth. And this is what we gain. There are so many lessons, dear viewers of Madini Channel, that you and I can take from this blessed month of Muharram al-Haram. And one of that is that for you and I to also get into the habit of making sacrifices. By making sacrifices, you are not losing out on anything. But remember, your sacrifice must not be for show. It must not be for telling others. Your sacrifice must be solely, purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this era and time, we have to ask ourselves, what are we sacrificing? We are in the month of Muharram, the month in which the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed his life, the life of his family, for this deen, for Islam, for truth. What are we sacrificing? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we also need to make a sacrifice. You know, there's a saying, no pain, no gain. If we want to gain something, if we want to reach our ambition, if we want to reach our goal, we got to sacrifice something. You cannot achieve, you cannot gain something without losing something. In life, we're gonna have to sacrifice. And that is what leads a person to greatness. That when you make that sacrifice, you live in the hearts of people and they remember you. Even when you pass away, they would still remember you. Look at Sayyidina Imam Al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He has sacrificed all of the companions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, the blessed prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awliya Allah. And up until this day, their names are still remembered. Their names are still in our hearts. Why? Because they sacrificed. They sacrificed. They killed their nafs, their ego, all these evil qualities, jealousy, hatred, holding malice, bearing grudges, all of these. They did not have it. And they made their hearts pure and they made their hearts good. So this month of Muharram al-Haram is a blessed month. And this is what we can learn from it. That is the beginning of our new year? What resolutions are we making? What change do we want to bring about? You know, what's there in our bucket list? And once we note all of it down, then we go one by one. Okay, I want to implement this. I want to make this change. This wasn't right. I want to change that to make it better. And you start off with one. Once you finish that one, you tick it off, you go to number two. And like that, one step at a time. And eventually you would see how all your ways that you wanted to change for the better, that would happen because you had consistency in it. Consistency is key. So let us all take this into consideration to make our New Year resolutions that we would implement the quality of sacrificing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sacrificing our time, sacrificing our wealth. You know, when you do this, you would see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places barakah in your life, places barakah in your risk. So we've covered that the first 10 days of Muharram al-Haram, they are extremely sacred. One should not be going to places of indecency, places of evil. One should not be going there, but rather one should spend these days, especially first 10 days of Muharram al-Haram, doing good deeds, reciting the Holy Quran. You know, the 10th of Muharram, it holds such a special importance in this blessed month, and it is known as Yawmi Ashura. And one reason for calling it 10th of Muharram al-Haram, Ashura, one reason for calling it Ashura is also because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored 10 noble prophets alayhim salatu wasalam with honor and respect on this day. Let us go through them inshallah, and let us see. The day of Ashura has a special link to the prophets alayhim salatu wasalam. Number one, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was helped on the day of Ashura, and Fir'aun, his followers, they were destroyed on the day of Ashura as well. Number two, the ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam stopped at Mount Judi. Number three, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam attained salvation from the stomach of the whale. Number four, it is the day when the repentance of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was accepted. Number five, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam was taken out of the well. Number six, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was born on this day. And it was on this day as well that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was raised to the heavens. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The repentance of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam was accepted on the day of Ashura. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was born on this day as well. Number nine, the weakness in the eyesight that Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam had went away on this very day as well. Number 10, Sayyidina Idris alayhi salam, he was raised to the heavens. On this day, Allah Ta'ala removed the affliction of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam. And number 12, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam was bestowed with kingship on the day of Ashura. Look at how much of significance they are with relation to this day of Ashura, which is the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. Subhanallah. And this day was the day of Eid for the Bani Israel. Yes, it's actually narrated that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam would wear katan, meaning a fine linen clothing, and he would apply surma on the day of Ashura. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And one interesting fact, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is that the pre-Islamic era, and that is known as the Dark Ages, and in that period, the pre-Islamic era of ignorance, the Quraysh, they would fast on the day of Ashura. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would also fast on that day as well. And the cover of the Kaaba would be changed on this very day. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So just to give an understanding and a bit of background, a large number of Jews inhabited Khaybar and Madinatul Munawwara, since they belonged to the Bani Israel, and the Bani Israel, they attained salvation on the day of Ashura from Fir'aun. So they would commemorate this day as the day of Eid, and they would fast on this day as well. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam arrived in Madinatul Munawwara, he saw that the Jews also kept a fast on the day of Ashura. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked that, why do you fast on this day? The Jews said that this is the day of greatness. This is that day on which Allah granted salvation to the Bani Israel and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam from the enemy, who was Fir'aun. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam kept a fast on this day out of shukr, out of gratitude. And we also keep a fast on this day. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, having heard this, he said that we are more deserving of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam than you. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam kept a fast on that day and commanded people to keep a fast as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is such a beautiful teaching, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that on the day of Ashura, we should also, firstly, it begins with us that we should also try to keep a fast, and we should encourage our families as well, our friends, even our children, you know, to get them into that groove, to give them that tarbiyah, to give them that training, so that they also know the excellences of the day of Ashura, that one day when they would grow up and they will recall that, you know what, my mother and father, they would encourage me to fast on the day of Ashura. And when they grow up, whenever the day of Ashura comes, they would be keeping a fast on that day. Why? Because they have fallen in love with it. They have come to know about the excellences, about the reward of the day of Ashura and of the sacred month of Muharram al-Haram. And do you know that initially, the fast of Ashura, it was fard for the Muslims. And then the fast of Ramadan came, which abrogated its obligation. Subhanallah. So although the fast of Ashura is no longer fard, but there is still immense, immense reward for those who keep fast on the day of Ashura. There are two beautiful things of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that, you know, actually motivate us, that encourages us to keep a fast on the day of Ashura. In one narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that I anticipate from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the fast of Ashura will wipe away the sins of the previous year. The fast of Ashura is equal to a year's worth of fast. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Imagine, you fast for one day on the day of Ashura, and that is equal to fasting for the entire year. How much of reward is that, dear viewers of Madani Channel? We need to make an investment, not only for this world, but we need to make an investment for the hereafter, for our akhirah. And what a beautiful investment is this. You know, so many of us, we want more income, and we invest in so many things, in our businesses and so many other things. And here, how often do we think, when last have I invested in my akhirah for the betterment of the hereafter? And this is an opportunity for you and I on the day of Ashura, for us to keep a fast which is equal to fasting the entire year. What guarantee can we give whether we will be alive for the next year, Ashura? We don't have any guarantee, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Death is around the corner. We don't know whether the next moment we will be alive or not. We have no idea. We don't know. So cherish every moment of your life. Value every moment of your life and invest towards the hereafter, because that is our eternal abode. This dunya, this world, this is temporary. It's something that is going to come to an end, actually. Yes, it's not going to last forever. The houses, the vehicles, the all that we have, the wealth that we have, that's not going to last forever. It's going to all perish one day. The only thing that would be lasting and permanent is the hereafter, and that is where we need to invest. And all of this we see from the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we do have much more to discuss, but for now, we do have a very beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us go and rejuvenate our hearts, minds, body and souls in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by listening to a very melodious kalam. And inshallah, we will be back thereafter to discuss further into this beautiful topic, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Roshan kar qabr be kason ki ae shamae jamale mustafai aankhon mein chamak ke dil mein aaja shamae jamale mustafai aisa sabz gumbad wale manzoor dua karna jab nazra ka waqt aaye deedar ata karna jab nazra ka waqt aaye deedar ata karna ae noor e khuda aakar aankhon mein sama jana دل کے پردے میں رہا کرنا جب نظرہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جب تنہا امداد میری کرنے آ جانا رسول اللہ میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جب تنہا امداد میری کرنے آ جانا رسول اللہ روشن میری تربت کو اے نور خدا کرنا روشن میری تربت کو اے نور خدا کرنا جب نظرہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا مجرم ہوں جہاں
محشر میں برم رکھنا، رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا، مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا، محشر میں برم رکھنا رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا، مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا، مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا، جب نظر کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے، اس در سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے، چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے، اس در سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے، آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا، آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا، جب نظر کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا، جب نظر کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، what a melodious kalam! May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the complete love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and grant us the ability to implement the teachings of our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers of Madani channel, we are discussing Muharram, the sacred month. And it is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has allowed for you and I to witness yet another Muharram al-Haram, this beautiful month in which there is so much of greatness in it, there is so much of excellences and virtues in this month that it is truly an investment for our hereafter. And do you know, we were discussing so many beautiful narrations that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that the fast of Ashura is equal to a year's worth of fast. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we have discussed many different aspects and angles in relation to this beautiful topic. And now to go further, do you know that the fast of Ashura, it actually became a cause of forgiveness for a particular individual? And with this, it is mentioned that a scholar, he was seen in a dream. And the one who saw the dream asked him about his state. So he said that I was forgiven due to the blessing of keeping the fast of Ashura for 60 years. Allahu Akbar. And it is stated in another narration that due to the blessing of keeping the fast of Ashura and that of one day before and after. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How many of us, once the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, here is an opportunity. Dear viewers of Madini channel, this is such a grand opportunity that out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this respected scholar was forgiven due to keeping the fast of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. And yes, we as human beings, as the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Muslims, as believers, we respect the day of Ashura. We love the day of Ashura. We fast on the day of Ashura. And do you know that animals, even animals, they respect the day of Ashura? Subhanallah. Let alone human beings, even birds and animals, to the extent that even wild animals, it is mentioned, they also respect it. And revering this day, even they also keep a fast. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You know, there's some beautiful first-hand accounts, right? Experiences and statements of our pious predecessors in which they have mentioned. One is Sayyidina Qais bin Ubad, rahimahullah. He states that the following fact has reached me, that wild animals keep the fast of the 10th of Muharram. And Sayyidina Fath bin Shakhraf, rahimahullah, states that I used to break up and place roti, bread, for ants daily. And when the day of the 10th of Muharram would come, then the ants, they would not eat it. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu al-Hasan Ali bin Umar Qazwini, rahimahullah, states that even ants keep a fast on the 10th of Muharram. Allahu Akbar. The Abbasid Khalifa Al-Qadir Billah also faced this matter. So he became very astonished, and he asked Sayyidina Abu al-Hasan Qazwini rahimahullah about this. And so he said that ants keep a fast on the 10th of Muharram. Allahu Akbar. And number five, Sayyidina Allama Ibn Nasiruddin Dimashqi rahimahullah, he writes that a person came to a village on the 10th of Muharram, and people, they were slaughtering animals at that time, and he asked the reason. So the people of the village said that today wild animals are fasting, come with us and we will show you. So they took him to a garden and made him stand there. He narrates that after Asr, wild animals began to come from every direction, and they surrounded the garden. Their heads were raised towards the sky, and none of them ate anything from that meat. As soon as the sun set, those same wild animals, they pounced upon that meat, and quickly they ended up eating everything. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. These are the excellences and the greatness of this sacred month of Muharram al-Haram, such that apart from human beings, birds, animals, ants, and even wild animals as well, they respect the 10th of Muharram, and they keep fast on the 10th of Muharram, on the day of Ashura. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Many may have cited crescent, the new moon. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And do you know that there is a dua that you recite when you see the new moon for the Islamic month? Yes, especially, you know, for in the month of Muharram, it's possible recite this dua on the first night of the new moon every month. Because when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would see the moon, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would recite this dua. Allahumma ahlilhu alina bil yumni wal imani wa salamati wal islami Rabbi wa Rabbukallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. That, O Allah, make this moon rise upon us with blessing, faith, peace, and Islam. My Rabb and your Rabb is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. What a beautiful dua Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching you and I. You know, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Hisham radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he states that on the arrival of a new year or a new month, the blessed companions, the ashab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would teach each other this dua, and this dua is Allahumma adkhilhu alayna bil amni wal imani wal salamati wal islami wa ridwanin min ar-rahman wa jawazin min ash-shaytan. That, O Allah, make it enter upon us with peace and faith, well-being and Islam, with the contentment of Rahman and safety from Shaitan. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So these du'as, the views of Madani Channel, we need to teach it to our children. We also need to encourage them that, you know what, let us go out and let us look for the new moon. And that when they see the new moon, when they see the crescent, then teach them this du'a. Start it from now, start it from a young age, from when they are young. Teach them these du'as so that this is also part of the tarbiyah. This is also part of their upbringing. And when they know these du'as, then inshallah, they would also teach it to their children. And like that, the chain will go on and on and on. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. You know, Sayyidina Shah Kalimullah Shah Jahanabadi rahimahullah states that the one who recites this dua, and that is Subhanallah mil al mizan wa muntaha al ilm wa mablagh al rida wa zinat al arsh la malja'a wa la manja min Allah illa ilayh Subhanallah adad al shaf'i wal watri wa adad kalimatillahi tammati kulliha أسأله السلامة برحمته ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وهو حسبي ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. Subhanallah. He says whoever recites this dua 12 times and blows over water and then drinks it, he will remain in the protection of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala from all difficulties and calamities. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. All of these du'as, the views of Madani Channel, this is what we need to teach our family members, our spouse, our siblings, brothers, our sisters, our children. And when you teach them, you are actually empowering them, because that it brings about barakah, it brings about blessing, and also teach them as well. And right now we are teaching ourselves that also perform ghusl on the night of Ashura. You know, when the night of Ashura arrives, the 10th of Muharram, then perform ghusl. You know why? Because the water of Zamzam is mixed in all waters on this night. And by performing ghusl on this night, one remains protected from illnesses for the entire year. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. These are opportunities, dear viewers of Madani Channel, for you and I to grab them, to take advantage of it, because we want blessings. We want barakah in our lives, in ourselves, in our health, and our well-being. It's right there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given it to us. It's just for you and I to go to make that attempt, to put in that effort, and to take it. And when you take it, then you would see how your life becomes more and more blessed. You know, Sayyidina Imam Abdurrahman bin Ali Jawzi rahimahullah, he states that the 10th of Muharram, it is an extremely sacred day. So it is appropriate that one performs as many, many good deeds as possible. Regard this time of goodness as a blessing and refrain from heedlessness. So, he encourages us and advises us to perform some righteous actions. And he says that keep the fast of the day of Ashura and also join it with the fast of the 9th or 11th of Muharram al-Haram. And it is mentioned by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that whoever recites Surah Al-Ikhlas 1,000 times on the day of Ashura, then Allah Ta'ala will look at him with mercy. And the one whom Allah Ta'ala looks at with mercy, he will never punish him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The repentance of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, as I mentioned earlier on, it was accepted on the day of Ashura as well. So from here we learn that we too, we should repent and seek forgiveness on this day and make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remain firm on repentance. Repentance, when you make, it is such a great deed, it is such a good deed. We make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to make sincere tawbah in His court. Look at how many people who has repented in the past and their lives have changed. You know, they have attained salvation. Look at the person who committed 99 murders he has done. And Allah Ta'ala forgave him. Why? Because he repented. He sincerely repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala forgave him, showered His mercy upon him, and granted him Jannah. So repentance, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is key if you want success in this world, you want success in the Qabr, you want success in the hereafter. Repentance is key. Always run to this door of Tawbah. Always run towards this door. Don't fall into the trap of Shaitan. Don't feel hopeless. Don't despair. Rather be hopeful in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of this we should be doing on the 10th of Ashura, inshallah, when it arrives. On the 10th of Muharram al-Haram, the day of Ashura, when it arrives, inshallah. And visit the graves. Yes, go visit the graves. Make dua. Send isari thawab to the marhumeen as well. And he says also that shed tears, cry out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cry out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these, dear views of Madani Channel, you and I should be doing on the day of Ashura. So do remember that we are in the blessed and sacred month of Muharram al-Haram, and take all of this into considerations. Do good deeds, change. This is a time, an opportunity for you and I to make changes into our lives. Don't feel shy of change. Don't feel scared from change. Rather, embrace that and you would see how it betters your life, because none of us are perfect. We always need to change here and there. Maybe we don't know of our flaws. Someone may come and tell us, you know what, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong. Don't get angry. Don't get upset. If he is right in what he is saying, then take that advice from him. Use that in a positive light. Use that in a positive light and think to yourself that, you know what, let me change it. I will be bettering myself instead of swearing back at him or telling him off. And who are you to come and interfere with my life? Who are you to come and tell me this? You stay in your own lane, I'm in my own lane. No, instead of doing all of that, if he is right in what he is saying, then make that change, because change is what makes you and I better. So subhanallah, this was some mentioning of the virtues and excellences of this beautiful month that we are in, and that is Muharram al-Haram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of you barakah in your lives, in your wealth, in your children, and in your family. Until next time, inshallah, stay wise, stay kind, and do keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Treasures of wisdom.
treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.